Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name's Todd Stiles, one of the pastors at First Family Church. Today's Tuesday, August 26th. Really glad you've jumped on board. Thanks for taking time to catch this episode and to gain some further insight, deeper application, or even some more observation about the text from which we preached the previous Sunday. And that text was the final three verses of 2 Thessalonians 3. One of the topics in those verses is the subject of peace, the Lord's peace, the peace of the Lord Jesus, Christ's peace, or you could even say God's peace. As I made mention of that, a very unique and intriguing question came in, and I want to address it in this episode of the Extra Point Podcast. The questioner was wondering, so Todd, is there more than one peace? Not P-I-E-C-E, but P-E-A-C-E. In other words, as they heard me preach about the peace of the Lord Jesus, or as I would sometimes say, the peace of Christ, or the peace of God, sometimes I said God's peace, the Lord's peace, they just asked very honestly and simply, is there more than one peace? As I conversed with them, they did relay that they were curious if Christ had a peace, again, P-E-A-C-E, God had a peace, and maybe the Lord had a peace. So we had a good conversation about the different persons of the Trinity, and yet that it's one God. And so that led me to give them this answer, and I want to share it with you, that there is one peace. It is the peace that God gives. Now, there are different aspects of that peace, and I would say there may be different avenues of that peace. So think about it in terms of aspects and avenues. We know that there is the peace of God that's provided by Christ on the cross, in which we experience, you know, no penalty and no guilt, no shame. We have the peace of God due to Christ's sacrifice. It comes from God through Christ. I would say it's applied by the Holy Spirit. But that is in reference, of course, to a justification issue. You could call it a salvific issue. That's that kind of peace. We could say that's that aspect of God's peace. We know there's also peace with God. Again, that's salvific. It has a justification direction. Peace with God means that we're not an enemy, that the barrier's been removed. Of course, that has also been done by Christ. He abolished the enmity that existed by his sacrifice on the cross. He has reconciled us. That's a word that relates to peace as well. And so again, one is the peace of God that comes to us. One is peace with God that affects us, no doubt. The Holy Spirit applies these. I think there is the peace of God that comes in circumstances and situations in which there is, we could say, fear, timidity, uncertainty at different levels. But in those moments, Philippians calls it the peace of God that passes all understanding. We know that peace is given through the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. In fact, he's called our comforter. And Jesus Christ said that he would send the Comforter and that this Comforter would give us peace. We know that the Holy Spirit gives us peace through the words of Jesus as he teaches and reminds us of the words of Jesus. And so that's why I would say to you, there is one peace. It is God's peace given to his children, but it does come in various avenues. It comes through the Holy Spirit via Christ. So God the Father gives his peace through God the Son and God the Spirit, and there are different aspects of this peace. There's peace of God, there's peace with God, there's peace in difficult situations, there is relational peace, there's situational harmony between brothers and sisters. We're to be at peace among ourselves, the Bible says. It also says that we're to work to be at peace with everyone as much as possible. And so there are various aspects of peace, and I think there are avenues of peace within our Trinitarian God. But I would maintain this answer, that there is one God, and he gives one peace. And I want to say to you as we close, That means it is an all-encompassing, very powerful peace. It's this incredible peace of God given through both the Son and the Spirit and for different situations and in different ways. But it is one peace from our one God. And I'm praying, as Paul did in 2 Thessalonians, that that peace from the Lord Himself will be with you always in every way.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.